Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Zarko Masalgia, Chief Executive Officer of Recyclico. Welcome back to Company Showcase.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Zarko, the company put out a news release recently. What was in it?
Yeah, we had last week actually we had a fantastic press release where we received industry validation on our recycled end product, and that came from a battery materials company. You know, this is not the first time we received this kind of validation, but we are under many NDAs and cannot disclose the name. But as mentioned in the press release, we have been collaborating together since early 2022. And that has been on the mission to demonstrate the advanced capabilities of the Recyclico process. Now, like I said, this is not the first time an industry player has used our material to make lithium-ion battery cells and validate its performance. But, you know, every time it does happen, it speaks volumes on our technical lead and the pipeline of collaboration work that is growing. Now, on the last podcast, I talked a lot about our business model and how critical of a role the technical due diligence aspect plays in the formation of strategic partnerships, and which we are actually actively working on, as this press release and many before it indicate. The steps we take are always focused on moving us closer to multiple joint ventures with strategic partners. And, this is not just looking at exploring technology, but it's all for a commercial purpose to grow the technology and the company. Now, that's the update on the press release. But there has been lots of industry news. I feel like every week or every few weeks there's something major going on. But to highlight a few, I want to include Canada's aggressive move to keep pace with the financial incentives provided by the U.S., where the Canadian government has agreed to subsidies that could be as high as $13 billion over the next decade. And that was, to even encourage Volkswagen to build its first gigafactory outside of Europe. Now, Canada, as we know, is a resource-rich country, but efforts like these do grow Canada's advanced manufacturing clean technology sector alongside its mining sector. And from the battery recycling perspective, we look to integrate our technology where the batteries will be. So a growing industry here closer to home is always good news for us. And, we see the aggressive investments continue even on the Korean government side, where they recently announced full support for Korean companies to be more competitive in the high tech industry, and they're committing an investment of $15.1 billion, and this includes next generation batteries, mineral processing, and even waste batteries and solutions for around waste batteries. But that not just on the government side, but even in industry with other big players, we're seeing Apple's announcement that its batteries would also use 100% recycled cobalt beginning in 2025. But just as a quick side note, from a material standpoint, portable electronics primarily use lithium-ion batteries that are an LCO chemistry, which is, short for lithium cobalt oxide. So they only contain lithium and cobalt. Unlike electric vehicles, they get much more complex with various compositions of nickel, manganese, cobalt, and lithium. It makes me think, there is the cobalt recycling component of it, but I would be interested to know what their plans are for recycled lithium content. But, given the current commercial recycling processes available, which would be more of a high heat process, lithium is burned into a slag material and not effectively recovered. But I will note that we have successfully tested these different cathode materials, such as the LCO used in portable electronics and the NMC used in electric vehicle batteries. And we have been able to recover the nickel, manganese, cobalt, but also the lithium and to a battery ready level. Um, and with all this, I think with all the industry news going around, I think it says a lot about where the energy economy is going and how the battery recycling industry plays an important role for decades to come, or plays an important role now and will play an important role for decades to come. But, I think one great source for seeing where these things are going is looking at Tesla's Master Plan 3, right? In their Master Plan 3, there's a lot of interesting information, but I did just want to quickly highlight the recycling section where they say in the 2040s, recycling will begin to play meaningful reduction of primary materials, or they'll begin to meaningfully reduce primary material demand. Now, just to put this in perspective, right now we're seeing, how many mining companies there are, how many mines are coming online to help the support and ramp the manufacturing that's needed. And to think that, in my lifetime, that I'll see these end of life volumes of everything being manufactured approach a total demand volume, and the way we'll view our future resource extraction can completely change from this perspective of mined ores to now urban mining and recycled end of life materials. So, I'm really optimistic for what's to come, and I think, there's going to be just like there is many mining companies now, I think there'll be a lot of recycling in many different industries, and I think having advanced and scaled technology is going to be really important.
Zarco, for people new to RecycleCo, what does the company do and how can they get more information about it?
Yeah, Recycle is a battery materials company focused on recycling and upcycling lithium-ion battery waste and recovering materials such as lithium, nickel, manganese, and cobalt to be reused in new lithium-ion battery manufacturing. And you can get a hold of us or look at more information on our website at www.recycleco.com. And we are traded on we're a publicly traded company, traded on the Toronto Venture Exchange under the ticker symbol AMY, on the OTCQB under AMYZF, and on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange under ID4.
Zarco, thank you so much for the update.
Thank you, Jim.
We've been speaking with Zarco Masalgia, Chief Executive Officer of RecycleCo. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on April 21st.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.